Give the seven reasons why I shouldn't be giving this talk. So reason number seven is that I am a convener of Section E. We had a great program, and I invite you all to visit it in the next edition of the conference. Yeah. But when I had to submit my own abstract, I said, well, those guys are lousy. So I'm going to send it to Goiti and Satsyan and company in Section B. Those know what they're doing. Now it backfired because they know me, so I landed a poster. So anyway, this poster was about globals. And you can see here several calculations of the global spectrum that has not been shown very often in this conference. And this is because theories basically agree by now. And you have two gluons if you believe in these constituent models. And if you put them like this, you get 2 plus. If you put them like that, you get 0 plus. And now you run a lattice calculation. You see that the back model, transverse electric, is that too. And you know, this is an experimental problem now, right? So that brings me to reason number 6, a state that no one has isolated in decades. Why would we keep searching? You know, it's like serendipity to find a needle in a haystack. Now, serendipity is if there is a Bell representative in this room, because I'll tell him how to go about it. Problem number 5 is that we should support younger scientists. Now, if you see the skeleton at the top, I'm not quite sure, but I'll give you a hint. I remember many of you at the 98 meeting, and everybody's helping here. So, Jose Peláez is my senior and department head in Madrid. And here, Stan Brodsky is rejuvenating us. He's that small kid there, always asking the questions that someone wrote. But be careful, he's older than he looks. All right. At least having senior people means that we remember the Brodsky-Farrar counting rules, which means that cross sections in a fixed angle interval fall as a power of S. And what you have to do is count the number of angular momentum powers and the number of particles. Yeah. Once you understand that, this is very simple physics, and you do not need a supercomputer. So that's reason number 4 why I shouldn't be giving this talk. Yeah. We're just proposing a simple experiment, electron-positron to phi f0. That decays to 2 kaons and 2 pions, 4 charged tracks. So you don't need machine learning either. Yeah. Any graduate student can find 4 tracks in a barrel. Okay. Anyway, so if you do this at the Bell central barrel, fixed angle, and all scales are larger than the QCD scale, 1 GeV, so go to 10 GeV, 9 GeV, then there you are, the counting rules will apply. Okay? So then all you need to do is count with your fingers like the druids at Tara Hill, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and see how the cross-section falls. Yeah, and then you'll find that, well, you can calculate that cross-section, that diagram will not do it, and just see that if you take the ratio of the cross-section at 11 GeV and 9 GeV, you find factors like 1 over 3, 1 over 5, 1 over 7, 1 over 9, and so on. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, there is an Irish legend about this stone in Tara Hill. If you put your foot in it and the stone cries, you will find the glue. No. But no one in the bus did find it, so I think the discoverer was in a different bus. Anyway. Reason number 3 is I shouldn't give 2 plenary talks in 2 consecutive confinement conferences. And here I am in the last edition in Greece where we had a tremendous fun. Yeah? So this is a way of evading the International Advisory Committee. Make a good poster. Right, so here is the pi-pi spectrum. As you can see it in J-psi to photon pi-pi. The photon takes the quantum numbers of the J-psi and this has positive charge conjugation. Okay? Now, one of these guys is the global. We just don't know which one. But you apply the counting rules, and then the state that goes on the list, yeah, so here several resonances are moving at a higher energy, the one that goes on the list must be the global, just by the counting rules. Okay? That's a theorist at work. No, there are 2 more questions. There are 2 more questions. One is that this was not the most original poster. Yeah? You see, our chairman was so kind to us that he didn't have time to mount his own poster, and he's at the poster session. But now, what you have to remark is the pins there. They actually pinned this poster to the carpet and made it the first perpendicular poster in a poster session. Yeah? So I want to give it an honor mention here. All right. And, well, that's how my poster looked. Now, if you didn't see it, it's because you were holding a Budweiser elsewhere. Why would you drink American beer in an Irish conference? Yeah? Well, that's because I forgot my bottle of wine, and that's reason number 1 why I shouldn't get this one. But now I took some data, and there were about 20 bottles of wine collected, and with 300 participants, it seemed that to order 5% uncertainty, you didn't bring your bottle either.
So let's see the next edition we collect a few more, and then we can speak about one more topic in physics, which is mixing. Thank you.
I tried.